In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad, and I'm really glad to be with you. In today's program, we're going to talk about fulfilling our obligations toward Allah and waiting for answers in the other world. Stay tuned. Salamu alaikum. Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher you're listening to. So, today we're going to talk about the importance of fulfilling our obligations toward Allah and waiting for answers in the other world. This is a very interesting topic. Come to think of it, it might sound a little like, you know, why should we not get answers for whatever we do in this world? And, you know, we said fulfill our obligations toward Allah, the Creator, and get the answers in this world we're living in. I mean, wouldn't it be better if Allah gave us reward for our good deeds in this world instead of just giving it to us in the hereafter? Well, you see, it's not that Allah only and only gives reward to us for our deeds or punishment even in the other world. No, He also does that in this world. But there are certain actions, good actions, such as fulfilling the obligations Allah has assigned us. Fulfilling them doesn't necessarily mean that we will see the fruits of our actions in this world. For example, if a person always prays on time and never misses his prayer, and even better, he prays in congregation to receive even greater reward, he will not see the perfect answer to the duty he has fulfilled toward Allah in this world, even though the effects of it will be manifested in this world. But, you know, in the other world, the reward would be greater and a lot more significant than what he gets in this world. I mean, just turn the pages of the Quran and see how many verses we have that say the reward of the hereafter is greater than the reward of this world. Why? Because the hereafter, like the Quran says, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى, the hereafter is greater and it is everlasting. And so the rewards are also everlasting. Same goes with the punishments. You might be punished in this world if you do not fulfill your duties and obligations toward Allah. But in the next world, the punishment will be a whole lot greater. And if you're a really bad person in this world and commit all kinds of sins, crimes, and injustice to people, then perhaps hell will be your everlasting abode, God forbid. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to The Teacher. We will now listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji, who's going to talk about today's topic, and we'll be right back.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we want to reflect on a saying which has been attributed to the noble prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. We want to see how he looks at the life of this world and the world to come. Because as we know, when we look at the transient life of this world, which is very short, you know, maybe people will live to be even 80, 90, 100 years old, but still relatively compared to the age of the universe, of the world, that is a very short amount of time. And obviously as believers, as those who are following the orders and dictates of God, of Allah the Almighty, we want to ensure that the time that we spend on this earth, however much it may be or however short it may be, is in the best possible way, fulfilling our obligations to our Creator and to all of creations at the same time, and ensuring that we build the world of the world, the build the life of the world to come. And in this vein, in this way, the noble Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, is reported to have said the following statement: "Truly, right now you live the day of action with no accounting therein, and very soon you will live the day of accounting with no action therein." In this very short and very beautiful tradition, the noble Prophet is showing us that this life, the life of this world, this transitory, temporary life that we lead, that this is a life of where we have to perform actions. There is no accountability, so to speak. Now, obviously, we do believe that there is some level of reckoning of our actions in this world. But the ultimate accounting, the ultimate judgment of all of our actions will be in the world to come. And therefore, the Prophet tells us that today, this day of our life where we are alive, where we're breathing, where we are acting as we wish to act, in which we do what we want to do, he asks us and he tells us to realize that these are the days of our actions, and there is no accounting on these actions that we do at that ultimate supreme level of accountability. And he reminds us, however, that tomorrow, not meaning in the literal but in the figurative sense, when we leave this world, when we are in our graves, when we are raised up on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, that will be the day of accountability, and no actions will be performed on that day. And therefore, if we are trying to save for our future, as we like to save money in this, you know, in our time that we're young, we try to save for our retirement, for our old age, and that we can hopefully benefit from that money when we retire, similarly, we should be saving our good actions for the world to come. That yes, we may receive some residual reward from our good actions in this world, but ultimately the good actions that you and I perform, the good actions that we do to other human beings, to the animal kingdom, and ultimately our responsibility to our Creator, the true accounting, the true reward will be in the world to come on the day of judgment and far beyond that. And so let us take this world, this life, this temporary fleeting life that we lead as a time of action, of positive change within ourselves, within our family, within our community, within our society. And let us then hopefully reap the rewards of all of our good actions in the world to come when we are judged by our Creator and we are given our tidings of walking into paradise with our good actions in the company of the Prophet and the noble family of the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters in faith. You're listening to The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. So we said that a person who fulfills his obligation in this world should really expect the answer to it and the reward for it in the other world. I mean, you shouldn't say, "Okay, Allah, I've done you so much service. I've worshipped you. I've served you. I've prayed a lot. I've refrained from all kinds of sins. Why is it then? Let's say you're not giving me a lot of wealth, money, and power. Do you really think this is logical for us to say such a thing?" We have narrations from the Prophet which state that a believer who does not get what he prays for in this world, it doesn't mean his prayer is not answered by Allah. No, in fact, Allah answers the prayers of all believers, but necessarily the thing which he asks for is given to him, but not necessarily the thing which he asks for is given to him. Instead, Allah forgives his sins, for example, because he knows that that thing which he is asking for, Let's say he wants to buy an expensive sports car and keeps praying and praying to Allah, saying, "Oh Allah, please give me money to buy a better car," and blah, blah, blah. Allah knows that this thing he is asking for is not in his best interests. And instead of giving him that car, he answers his prayer either by forgiving his sins, according to the narration of the Prophet, or if he has not sinned, or even if he has sinned, Allah gives him reward in the hereafter. So we must always fulfill our obligations toward Allah, no matter what the result is. Because, you know, Allah has given us everything. He has given us life, health, wealth, a house, spouse, and children, and so on and so forth. And I mean, if we think about it, we can have a really, really happy life depending on our mindset, depending on our mentality. So it is our duty to serve Allah, and we should not expect anything for it in this world, because if you do that, then you're not worshiping Allah, for the sake of Allah. You're fulfilling your religious obligations toward Allah, but not for His sake, rather for receiving a reward and getting the answer of your prayer. Of course, Allah likes it if you pray for something, even a worldly thing, but our serving Him should not be done with the intention of immediate results in this world. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care. La ilaha illallah.